Hey, good morning, Sioux Falls. Good morning, Christy. Good morning, Andy. Hope everybody's having a good Wednesday. Paco's question, name the name of the star who is a huge fan of Downton Abbey. He's even offered to make a cameo appearance. George Clooney, Bradley Cooper, Robert Downey Jr. Answer in just a minute. Got some Ryan Seacrest news. Ryan's company is being sued for millions and millions of dollars for a device that they have developed and marketed. It's a BlackBerry-type keyboard that plugs into the bottom of the iPhone. BlackBerry is crying trademark infringements. This could go to court and be very ugly. Stay tuned. By the way, following his Oscar carpet duties on Sunday, yesterday, Ryan started moving into his $37 million mansion that he just bought from Ellen DeGeneres. TV news, producers of American Idol believe that they made a huge mistake by starting their 13th season while the Olympics were on. They believe a lot of fans watched the Olympics instead of Idol, and then when the Olympics were over, figured they'd missed the first 2 weeks, didn't want to start with watching while the show had already been on. I think that's probably what happened. Directors of the Academy of Motion Pictures, Arts and Sciences want Ellen DeGeneres to host the Oscars the next 2 years. Publicists have set an over-underline when Justin Bieber will either be arrested or get into trouble again. The line is 6 months. You know, with summer coming, I'm going to take the under on that. How about you?
Yeah.
I think the under is a good bet on that. Odds and ends, Jennifer Lawrence has made 8 movies in the past 12 months. Will take the next year off and do what she really loves to do, ride horses back home in Kentucky. Word that Amy Adams and Cate Blanchett got matching tattoos right after the Oscars and after going to an Oscar party and discussing it. It's believed that the tattoos are a tribute to their best friend, the late Philip Seymour Hoffman. At his post-Oscar party, Elton John discussed doing a project with Britney Spears, who was there as his guest. And after her post-Oscar party, Madonna and her new 26-year-old boy toy, Tim Stevens, went for breakfast, double dating with her ex-husband, Sean Penn, and his new girlfriend, Charlize Theron. You know, that can only happen in Hollywood, don't you think? Only in Hollywood. And our first T-shirt winner is Gilbert Peterson. If any of our listeners would like to register for a free Aloha Friday T-shirt, go to my website, evansradio.com, and register free T-shirt. Register here. And who's the big star said they'd like to be on Downton Abbey? George Clooney, Bradley Cooper, Robert Downey Jr.
Ooh, Robert Downey Jr.
That's what I think.
George Clooney. George Clooney, big fan of the Downton. There you go. Have a great day. We'll do it again tomorrow from Hollywood. See ya.